tell us about that fireplace.
Huh?
Tell us more about that fireplace. Did you just lay the logs inside it, or did you have...
They had...
How'd you build a fire?
Big andirons, and the wood was as long as cordwood.
Yeah.
Long sticks of wood. And when my mother was a child, my grandfather had slaves, and the Negroes, when Christmas would come,
uh-huh,
he'd let those Negroes go out and saw down a big tree, and they'd put in what they called a backlog, and they could be off as long as that backlog lasted, as long as that backlog would burn.
I've heard of that.
And
I sure have.
And he'd tell them now to get a big backlog and put it in. Oak log.
And it would just stay in the back.
And stay at the back, and they'd have the fire built in front of the backlog. But the big fireplace, I guess, it was, let's see, 3 feet a yard. It was a yard. I guess it was 5 feet wide. I imagine it was about 5 feet wide.
Well, long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they would keep fire in that old big fireplace all night.
Well, tell us more about that. Tell us about these different parts on the fireplace. What do you call this right here where these pictures?
Yeah, it had a tall mantle, big yeah, tall mantle. And up on above the fireplace, just a old-fashioned mantelpiece.
How do you keep one clean? What do you do? What do you do when you've got all the ashes and everything? I've never built a fire.
Oh, they didn't take out the ashes every day. It'd be several days before they take out the ashes.
Then what do? You just sweep them out?
No, they take a shovel. And they had fire shovels. They take up the ashes with.
Did you ever build a fire yourself?
In that thing?
Oh, yes. And we used to keep that old fireplace and the hearth and all the around it whitewashed. We'd go down to the branch and we'd dig out white mud. And nowadays you paint everything white.
Yeah.
Well, we'd go dig out white mud out of the branch where we'd find the white mud,
mm-hmm,
the soft white mud, and we'd whitewash that fireplace every day.
Did it get pretty dirty?
Well, when the men folks sitting around spit on it sometimes, it had to be whitewashed, and so they kept the fireplace on whitewashed.
Did any of the smoking and so forth ever get in the room, or did it all go up the chimney?
It went up the chimney.
Did you ever have to clean that out?
No, we never did have to clean out the chimney. It was big enough to clean out itself.
What would you call all this black material that got inside the chimney?
Oh, the soot.
And did the coals ever get so hot that they were white or anything like that? Did you ever have any white ash or white ashes?
We had red coals when the coals were hot.
Yeah.
I don't remember any white ashes.
You said you had to make a fire yourself every now and then. What was the look? Did you have to get special wood now for the fire?
Oh, we had to have pine, rich pine wood for that. We called it kindling. And